You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now here's your host, Gina Della.
Happy Saturday, everybody. You are listening to What's the Difference, and I am Gina Della. And we are sitting with Ross, who is in a really good mood today. I don't know if you feel his moods. He's usually in a really good mood. I don't know how he does it. I ask all the time.
Well, good morning, Gina. I'm just trying. You got me off guard.
Like,
he's in really good
fish
mood.
Or what do you think you do for your moods? Well, you're always, no matter how hard life is for you, I don't know how you do it. You're able to always be happy.
Let's see. Oh, I can tell you why. Because when I was in high school, for every summer I had to work at a factory because my parents wanted me to, you know, understand.
You don't seem like a repetitive factory person.
No, it was not fun at all.
You need variety.
But it definitely instilled in me the power of, like, work hard, right? I don't want to work in a factory. Work hard.
Right.
So
okay.
And it did a great job. So I'm always happy. I mean,
I don't know why I get, you know,
not putting
I can't
a chocolate square in
anymore.
A box. I'm not doing that for, you know, 8 hours a day. This is great.
And there are people that live for that. They love that structure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, last week we talked about New Year's resolution. Say that 10 times. New Year. We just said you can't drink while doing a radio show. I'm not drinking. New Year's resolutions versus real business goals. This week we are talking about buy-in, accountability, and alignment with regard to goals. So last week we talked about why goals fail, and I want you to review and remind our listeners because that was super important, Ross.
Well, yeah, right. I think accountability is one. Right? We talked about being accountable, measurable, right? We need some measurable things that we can go through and show to everyone else so that we know, like, first, we got the why. This is why we're going to go through to do. This is what we're going to go through to do. Here's the measurable thing to look at your success for it and to stay organized and focused with it. I think one thing, though, as I think back about what we talked about, you know what we forgot?
What?
We forgot to talk about celebrating the successes. Right. We forgot about that. It's like if you have that goal in there, you should have points in there that we celebrate the wins, celebrate the successes so everybody feels good about they're doing the right thing.
You know what? I want you to talk about what you did this year celebrating the success with Pella because we did not hit our goal in our segment, but I saw what you wrote to your leader that we have a lot of successes to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the reps or the success isn't always the number.
No, it's not. It's sometimes it's behavioral changes, right? Of things that we've overcome and we've been better. Sometimes it's building a team. I think so. This year we really had a good year for building a team of four new reps and new managers, and really them coming into their own and seeing that is, you know, that makes you feel good, right? As a leader, of seeing those people elevate themselves and they're excited, they're passionate about what they do. They didn't get to the point and they started and they get to the end and they're like, I can't do this, right? The other way around, you know, finding those behavioral things and their strengths and continuing to go through and increase their strengths and look for areas of opportunity.
I think how I would look at that is you just built the foundation of your home for in 2025 with those successes of those teammates, the managers, the reps. You built the base for a very successful 2026, quite honestly. You know, goals don't fail everybody in January. They fail in how they're communicated. Like we talked about last week, that constant communication. So today we're going to talk about the difference between accountability and alignment. Accountability is enforcement. Alignment is when they own it. So we're going to talk. You can't push people into alignment. You have to design for it. When we return, we're going to talk about expectations and creating buy-in through shared value. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della. Let's start with refreshment. See, I'm refreshers. Still on the refreshers.
You thought about
what
that,
is happening?
And you just talked about how straight laced you are. Hardly ever drink.
I really don't drink.
Yes,
but if you want to give me raspberry absolute vodka, it's my new favorite thing on earth. Quite honestly, you need buy-in to set expectations, value sharing. Right, you're going to talk about it, and realistic accountability. So let's start with why buy-in is usually missing. Okay. Why buy-in's missing, I think, many times, and you can chime in, you disagree with me regularly.
Well, you're right.
Oh, well, I haven't even said it yet. Goals tend to be top-down.
Mm-hmm.
Employees aren't shown how they matter. Why
not
do you drink?
Trusted.
Trusted.
They're not trusted.
Success is defined only at the top.
Yeah, correct. You do just, we're... And when you say only the top, here's the other thing. Sometimes success can only be described by a number, right, versus the processes and the people that get to that. So if you don't start with them as you work through that why, you won't funnel everyone in the right direction.
Let's just talk about, seriously, this radio show mm-hmm. and successes. Oh, my gosh. We were talking on the break. So all of you that have been listening, Mark Blutstein, since the first show, I don't even know how you did it. We're going to have an anniversary. I
dread it for you.
Yeah, I don't even know. I won't sleep. My Aura ring will show 20% in all the numbers instead of the 60, 70 it does now, which is already pathetic. But successes. Look at just how we've grown, we've practiced, we've researched what makes a good radio show. We've become so natural with each other, which it should have been right off the bat because you're my work husband for 12 years now. But it was more the radio part. I remember when we started doing this, I will never forget Austin, my son, who we talk about all the time, saying it was maybe like the fourth week of doing this. He said, Mom, you do realize you and Ross have to figure out the topics. We don't tell you what to do. I'm like, what did I sign up for? What do you mean you don't tell me what to do?
You missed the why on that one.
Boy, did I ever. I don't know where that was in the paperwork. Good gravy.
But it turned out nice, right? And I think, and here, the reason that we probably do so well, this is we trust each other and we trust in the direction that we're going to take and in the things that we're going to talk about. And then we can bounce, you know, ideas off of each other and then go with that. That's the same principle as this.
And Greg Hill, who gets so quiet, and you all know him as Pancake, he is literally the best coach. He truly, mm-hmm. just like anything else, we didn't come out of the womb knowing how to do this. And the trust in us that he has, knowing he can give us direct feedback,
yes.
it's yep. helped us. Thank you, Greg. Or we would have been canceled a long time ago if you wouldn't have.
Show three.
Yeah. And let's not forget, he's the one who told me I can swear. But I don't even have any swears today yet. Just saying. Okay. Value sharing. It's super important. You have to explain the why. Ross, can you give some examples of maybe with, don't say names to protect the innocent. We won't even change the names. But on some of the reps that are more challenging, and by the way, before I even ask this question, those of you who have a company that involves salespeople, I wish we could get people writing in and giving us, if they agree
examples,
with this,
yeah.
examples. Do you not agree that your most successful sales reps are your most challenging and you want to maybe, am I allowed to say strangle? Probably
you
not.
You just
okay.
did.
Strangle yeah. them, but at the same time, you are so appreciative of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Your overperformers are exhausting. Mm-hmm. I tried not to be exhausting.
And it's good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, just like you said, is that they're exhausting so that they are exhausting in both points. They're exhausting of like doing their job, right? Of like they are absolutely headstrong and super laser focused on doing
yes.
the thing that they're supposed to do. But sometimes they miss the other things. And that's why is managing them is hard. But what I always tell like when we have the new managers, I'm like, I'm going to give you this person. And I know it's going to be stressful, but I guarantee you at the end of it, you will be a better manager, a better communicator, and more patient mm-hmm. at the end.
Yep. You know, we just got done with Christmas a month ago, 3 weeks ago. Elf. Do you remember in Elf when Will Ferrell was going, I love you, I love you, I love you? Do you remember that part? We all say, I love you. I love you. I love you. You just made me think of a couple of the reps who would call me, call me, call me. And I wouldn't
text,
answer.
Text, call, email.
Yeah. Gina, Gina, Gina. Right. And many times it was legit, but it was like, now, now. I want you right now. And it was more of, again, sharing with them, yes, I understand this is important. I am not available within 1 second. Right. I do have meetings, and redirecting them mm-hmm. in maybe how they communicate the need right then. I'm sure many of you have that as well. And you're like, they drive me crazy. One of the things Shay Dooley, who used to work for mm-hmm. Pella Corporate, taught me, and I will never forget it as long as I live, listeners, is if you have a teammate, staff member, whatever you call them, peer, that drives you crazy and you feel like they're not doing what they're supposed to do or whatever it is that drives you crazy, look at yourself. Because if they're driving you crazy, you haven't properly communicated to them, because it would be gone and done.
Yeah, you didn't set up structures and communicate what that structure should look like.
Right. So value sharing, back to that. We want to explain the why, everybody. Ross said it before, share the wins. And connect success to stability. I love how John always talks to us at the quarterly meetings. We might not have, you know, 23 was a record year for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. 24 even beat that, which that's amazing, mm-hmm. quite honestly, as a bigger company. And 2025, we didn't hit all of our goals, but it was still our third best year in company history.
Mm-hmm.
That makes us feel stable. He talks about how stable we are. That's very, very, very important.
It's positive feedback, right? Positive reinforcement.
100%. So if employees only hear about goals when they miss them,
right,
you've already lost them, versus sharing successes like Ross just mm-hmm. gave an example of what he does. So once people understand the value, structure matters. So when we return, we're going to talk about structure, accountability, and ownership. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back. We're listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della. Did I say that too loud that you went back? Like, whoa. Whoa, I saw your
No,
body
I'm old and I was like, had to move my head
so I
could read
okay.
My notes.
I never know. Am I too quiet, too happy, too loud? What is happening? All right, everybody. Let's talk about structure, accountability, and ownership. Ross, in my opinion, because you know I always have one, people don't need more motivation. They need clarity. I would love for you to share what you, when I say you need clarity over motivation.
Of what that means to me.
And do you provide that yourself?
I try to. I mean, I think everybody can get better. And I felt like this year when I looked at myself of last year, looking at this year, like I could get better. That was an area that I'm like, I can get it much better for that. And I would say the clarity side piece of it is people need to know very strategically of what the expectations are, right? Of like, okay, this is what you expect from me. And so to try to do that, we've utilized OneNote as one of the things we utilize as our management team, so that we can go through and I can put, you know, on a weekly basis, hey, these are the things that are repeating, right? Every week, we're going to talk about these three things. These things are, you know, update me, let me know where's the status of this. But then I can also go through and update. These are some new questions I have, some things that we want to talk about, touch base with it. But the reason that you said clarity, why that's so important is, that's a form that they can go at whenever they want. So they can look at it beforehand, you know, 4 days before, 3 days before, and see what's been added to it and put their own notes in there. So we have a collaborative of what we're going to go mm-hmm. through and to talk about. And so that helps keep that alignment.
Are you comfortable sharing when you said there are, I believe you said three things that no matter what we talk about every week, can you give our listeners an example of what those are so they can understand and learn from maybe what should be talked about every week?
Yeah. So they break down realistically. One is a, I'll call it behavioral. One is a behavioral. So that just means that's something that we've agreed upon. So like me and another manager, we've agreed upon, this is what we're going to work on this year. This is our focus. So that's going to be one of the things. It could be different. It could be metrics. It just depends on the individual. And then the other two that we're going to go through, those are going to be the goals that we've set. So we call it high level planning. So some things that we have as initiatives. So those are going to be the other two initiatives that we're going to do. Like they could be numbers, right, of like our close ratio. It could be ride along, some of those different things, the tangible things that we're going to work on. So one behavioral big picture, two things that are tangible things that we can actually work and achieve to.
Okay. So I am guessing many of our listeners who it goes both ways, whether they are reporting to somebody and it's up and they might be frustrated with who they're reporting to based on behaviors of their leader, or leaders, whatever that looks like, whether you're the owner, the executive VP, it doesn't matter, could be frustrated with certain behaviors. Can you give an example of, obviously, whether it, no name, of course, but a behavior that would be repetitive that you know you're working on with somebody, and what does that look like, and how do you talk about that? I think behavior is probably one of the most frustrating
It's harder.
Pieces, it's hard, and they don't, and people don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, and it is. And I think we always think is digestible. So like I'm going to work two small things we're going to work on and one bigger, and that's the behavioral one. So we have to find a behavior that we can break it down into bite-sized pieces for that one. And that one may be a good one is, let's say, the communication between a rep and a customer, right, of like how you're sending that information to the customer, that it's not connecting with the customer. That's a good one that we'll work on sometimes. So we'll go through and we'll review and talk about the words that they use, right? How fast they talk. Are they listening to learn? Mm. And then when they reply, right? And so that takes a ride along and a lot of good note taking. When they reply, what do they say to the customer so that they are they getting the content, or are they asking another question to really learn and understand what the perspective is the other person?
Oh, that goes back to one of our shows a long time ago.
Make sure you are asking questions.
Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, just ask more questions. Mm-hmm. And truly listen to learn, not to reply, because don't assume what they're saying. Now you're taking them off even more if it's a frustrated customer.
Correct. And that's why that behavioral one's hard is you. And then we're going to have to take notes of that. So during that meeting, these are the things we talked about. And this is last time you did a really good job, right? This one, I felt like you've overcome. You did a really nice job here. And these are the two that we're going to continue to work on, right? Like let's now focus on this. So we keep slowly taking bite-sized pieces, moving up a little bit farther, a little bit farther.
Which is why, you know, accountability without micromanagement, why those weekly check-ins are so important. I remember, we all know I don't do pets, but I've heard many times when a dog has an accident in the house, mm-hmm. you are supposed to take their face and put it in the accident. I met a dog trainer at one of our WTMJ golf events. That was basic 101. You take their face and put it in there. But if you wait more than 10 minutes in a dog world brain, it's too long. They don't know why you're doing that.
Right.
And, you know, weekly check-ins keep it front and center and fresh on what you're working on.
Right.
Nobody will forget what your discussion is. Mm-hmm. So that's accountability without micromanagement. The visible metrics we've talked about, there are, no matter what your business is, listeners, you are keeping metrics. Whether someone's not showing up on time, are you keeping metrics on how often they're not showing up? And is it within the same week? Was it within a month? Are they getting better? And consistency. Accountability only feels heavy when expectations aren't crystal clear.
Yep. You didn't know where you're going.
Yep. And then to me, with accountability, ownership changes everything. Authority plus responsibility. Less chasing, more ownership. You have to, with your manager, again, whatever you call these people, you have to agree to what these expectations are. And it's important you're asking the person that reports to you, do you agree and do you own these expectations?
And make your life easier too. When I say that one, just really quickly, is think of your team. There's probably going to be people on your team that are going to be your captains. That are going to own that completely, and those are the people that will help you motivate and guide that direction versus, you know, yourself or the managers going through to do it. So you need your captains, those people that are the front and center, that are behind you and believe 100%.
Love it. When people own the result, you don't have to manage the effort. It's way easier, right? What you just said. All right. When we come back, I'm giving you your homework. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. And of course, you can go to WTMJ.com to find us. Oh, Ross is giving the here she goes again.
No, I was proud of you.
Oh, all right. Because every week we're growing with tens of thousands of listeners. And we want them to be able to tell everybody, if they can't get up this early in the morning, where to find us. So WTMJ.com.
The other thing we want all those listeners is please send your feedback in, because I think at some point we should have a show of different feedback, and we'll see how.
It's like one of those three.
Maybe I'll just surprise you on that one. So
you know when they do that, what you do poorly and what you do well, but it's still painful to see it.
You can think.
But I'm
going to
be positive. Okay, you can do this. Well, we are going to wrap up both weeks: New Year's resolutions versus real business goals, and buy-in, accountability, and alignment. And the difference between companies that talk about goals and companies that hit them is actually the alignment. You all have to be in alignment. I hope that was a takeaway from the last 2 weeks of shows. And here's your challenge this week. I want you to sit down with your team and ask one simple question. How does your role help us win this year? If you're the owner, how does your role help the company win this year? Based off of the homework I gave all of you last week as well.
Down to the individual. That's everyone can ask themselves
everybody.
That question.
Yep. Right. Everybody. So with that homework, does that give you any homework when we talk about that? Or are you?
I mean, I like that question. I mean, it is a good question, and it forces you to ask that to your team too, right? What can you do? How can you help? How can you get us to that spot? I always go back to think of Navy SEAL training when they're all carrying that huge 500-pound boat. There's six guys. If one guy is not knowing the direction, and if he's going off like 3 degrees and he's not going the same direction, it makes it harder for every other single person there. You all have to be going the same way to go the farthest distance, the fastest.
It's like dominoes. It affects everybody.
Correct.
You know, I was thinking for me, what I'm going to do this year is there's a particular meeting that I participate in monthly, and I feel like it's gotten to the point where I don't get asked any questions. There's not anything that has anything to do with what I do. I feel like I provide zero value. Well, instead of complaining, like I talked about before, I'm looking at myself, and I'm going to take the initiative to provide before it every single time. Can you please add this to the agenda? Mm-hmm. This is what I've been doing. This is what I'm feeling can help the team and what I feel is important. Own it.
Yeah. Own it of the things that are going really good, the things I can maybe use some help with.
Right.
Yep.
100%. All right. So, per usual, I got off on a tangent. So I said, sit down with your team and ask one simple question, including you. If you're the owner, how does your role help us this year? If they can't answer it clearly, that's not on them. Yeah. It's on leadership. Fix the clarity. The accountability will follow. That's the difference. Have a great week.